Ha ha.
Hanging on the wall.
young. I hope you don't mind, but here I come. Good evening, sister. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Oh, yeah, okay. I guess I was a bit too quick. Didn't know you was there doing so great. I have you like the picture hanging on the wall. I hope you don't hold it against me for doing that. But you know where it goes sometimes.
Well, no, sometimes you have to be like that, though, like a picture on the wall. So that's fine, you know? That sometimes it's a good thing being on that wall, that picture on that wall. Because when you're on a wall as a picture, it creates a conversation piece. And they always say a picture tells a thousand words, right? So it's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing at all. As a matter of fact, far from what I'm thinking, it's a good thing. I'd love to be a picture on the wall and no one. You know, especially some of these situations with people going on with things, and you like to know.
Exactly.
You just picture, and nobody don't even know that that picture got some ears listening in, and making sure, you know. And then if it's something evil, you can counteract it so easily. Or warn the people before, so you know it can nice, you know. So.
Sometimes you're watching some movies and there's a picture there, but it's like a decoy. There's something behind it, like a safe or something that you can, you know, go into another room or something, some door open or something. So it's not a bad thing, you know, so that's all right. How is your week so far? How has it been?
Say that again.
How has your week been so far, especially, you know?
It's gotten better coming down to, you know, it's gotten better because the vibe is just, it's picking up, you know, it's picking up in the right manner that it should be, you know? Kind of like, you know, something you should have. Especially when you really put out the energy to have it, and that's the kind of energy you really would like to have for yourself, you know? So you just keep going at it and, you know, you're looking for fulfillment. That's what I'm looking for out of this week, you know.
Well, you know, the more you put into it, the more you'll get it, right? Just,
exactly.
Yeah. So that we're moving too quickly, you know. Sometimes you have to have patience.
Mm-hmm. How about yours? What's been going on with your week?
It's busy in a sense, you know. Now that it's getting colder.
Oh, yes.
And then, you know, this, as you know, I'm not sure about the United States, but here Halloween is a big thing, right? So, Monday, this coming Monday, the 31st, is Halloween. And you should see some of these yards, like coffin.
Oh.
Casket, hands sticking out, but these are like fake stuff, right? Blood on them. It's just, some of them look so real. I remember years ago, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Prince Edward Drive over in Etobicoke.
Etobicoke, yeah.
And,
yeah, I remember it.
Yeah. And over there, there's a house that is pitch black, like, they paint it all black outside. I'm not sure about the inside, but the outside is black. And then they do the casket and the grave. They do the casket and the grave and everything outside. So it makes it, like, it looks so real, you know. So that's what's coming up this week, Monday, Halloween, and... You know, so I'm not looking forward to that anyways, because I don't celebrate.
I don't know. I don't see where the celebration is in something like that. But that's what I go on, you know. Lots of other you know, but that's one of the main things now. And those who believe in it will always have it going. You know, that's their thing. That, you know, I don't believe in it. And I always used to tell my two girls that I don't believe in it. So I don't really care for them to take part in it. But their mothers were, you know, somebody who kind of like, oh, well, let them go collect some sweets. And then people, you have to worry about what they put into the thing. You know, try to damage
her school. So on Monday, they're having a Halloween dance. Right? No, she's in grade one. Right? This is a Catholic school. All right? So she's in grade one. So Monday they're having a dance. And then tomorrow, it's like a pre-thing where they're having a dress-down day. So they're not wearing any uniform. And although they're dressing down so they can wear anything tomorrow, it means that you have to give them $2, right? So that's another way of fundraising, you know. So for people out there, if you have an organization, you know, or something, you know, in terms of raising funds, I believe that's a great means of raising funds. $2.
Yeah. Well, I guess you have to use it to your advantage. Don't even use what they're using. You're just using it to your advantage. That's what makes sense.
Exactly. And so I'm not sure if you've seen the news, what took place in the Highlands yesterday of Jamaica, where
a school.
In Kingston there, where this lady was praying, and all of a sudden all these just drop on the floor. Some of them had froth coming out of their mouth. And it's just crazy. But the ironic thing is, you know that guy, Andre Stephen?
Right.
So he posted something on his Instagram, I think yesterday or this morning. You remember that pastor, Kevin Smith?
Okay, yeah, Kevin Smith, yeah. Yeah.
Are you aware that it was the same day last year the car crashed with him?
Oh, I didn't know. I did not. Wow.
That is so ironic. I said, okay, something is not making any sense here. Exactly 1 year later. And then I was listening to Ross Gaddai, who's got a radio show over in Indiana. And he said that 2 weeks ago or a week ago, there was somebody who predicted that incident that took place yesterday.
Wow. somebody made another observation, which... I mean, and I'm just commenting on the observation. I hope people don't think I'm trying to blame anybody, you know, because when it comes to the media, people quick to jump and say certain things, and some media people like to say things, but I'm saying this with the disclaimer is that I heard someone, you know, one of my friends and I were talking, and comment was that these things are happening more so in Jamaica since more Haitians came over.
Since who?
More Haitians. Huh?
Since what came over?
Since the Haitians, there's more Haitians in the island.
Yes. But also people are saying the voodooism is stemming from that as well. That I'm also hearing that as well.
So, whether that is correct or not, that's not, you know, but at the same time, you know, everybody's making observations, and they're good observations. They're not just out of the blue type of thing. It's something that, if when you look into it, it makes you kind of like makes you go, you know. So, but one thing I remember, I didn't hear this from anybody. I heard it from Biden making a speech that in how many years, I don't remember how many years, he said Jamaica is going to become just like Haiti. And that also kind of like got me going. Why did he say that? He knows something that I don't know. Is he part of
exactly.
It?
Exactly. Yeah, there are things going on out there, something in the air that people have to definitely be mindful, definitely watch out for, you know. We don't know, but something is there. Something is there.
Yep.
Actually, today I was on the bus. And I saw a lady on the bus, and the lady goes, look, look, look. She goes, don't you see that a lot of things that are going on, it's not real? You know, there are things that they're using up there. She goes, look at the cloud. Don't you see that's not a natural cloud? And I'm saying to myself, I don't know what to believe anymore. Because every time you step outside of your home, you step outside, you're hearing all kinds of things.
Yeah.
You know, social media now over where everything is seen, heard right in front of your eyes.
Yeah.
Right? What I saw yesterday at school reminded me about 9/11, that I was sitting in my living room at the time, and I thought it was a movie I was watching when I saw the plane crashed into the building. So I thought I was watching a movie, but I said, then later on, it's all over the news. So that's what happened to me yesterday. So when this guy, Andre Stephen, was showing the video, I'm thinking, oh, that's a joke. So I'm not taking it as anything. But then when I saw the Jamaica Star, the Gleaner, the Observer now start featuring it, and I'm thinking to myself, how did that guy got the video so quick? Andre, you know? So there's a lot of unanswered questions. And the lady that was at the school, apparently, she said that, you know, she was, once she started speaking in tongues, as we would say, speaking in tongues, it's like something came over her. Because even when they were interviewing her after the fact yesterday, and somebody speaking, like she starts speaking in tongue every time she would talk about this one particular child, it ended up that it's 250 children got affected by whatever took place yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm not sure.
They have to go home. They have to leave and go home. Or they have to go into some home.
Yeah.
That magnifies the 250. How many other residents are in that same home?
Home, you mean, but, okay, because it's 250 of them.
And let's say there's two, a mother and a father, that's two more, that's 500.
Oh, yes, in Jamaica.
Yeah.
In Jamaica, many families live together.
We all
grew up like that in back home. That many people live together. So I don't know, is that also over here, the Prime Minister along with some of the members of his cabinet, and they're on trial, right? About the emergency act that he had invoked back in February. So now they have him on trial. Doug Ford, which is the premier of Ontario, refuses to go testify. So it's just so many things going on, right, that is coming right in front of your eyes. You would never thought that these things are real, but they are.
I don't know where we're ending, but we're ending, we're going somewhere, and we're going not there. Not very nice, but our little music that we can play and listen to, you know, and hope and pray they don't take that away. It's only a little solace that is left.
Well, you know, if they will take it away, if we allow them to take it away, because this is why we need to have our own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not to depend on their system.
A lot of us don't get that. We still don't get that, our own thing. They don't get that. With all of this is happening, they still don't get it. But let's give them a little break and we'll jump to play some music, because that's the only little, takes your mind away from all of this. Poetic Sam and Janet. Right here on TRS Radio. We'll be back, people. We're not gone. We'll be back.
No, you did. My step, are you ready? Take it. Jack is a Mac and he comes around every Monday. Oh, Tuesday and Wednesday, every day of the week. And even though I try to tell you that I love you from the bottom of my heart, you have no place for me. So Valentina, you fell for one of them sweet lies. The kind you doubt say you wanna believe. When the heart's not hearing, while the brain is saying, and you're weak and weak. Another sweet lie. The kind you doubt say you wanna believe. When the heart's in doubt, you got to stay out. Now the wine and the roses stop coming around some time ago, but you won't admit that so. You pretend. I know it's hard to look your best. Wearing the same old shabby dress, so you stay at home, waiting by the phone for another them sweet lies. The kind you don't see, you wanna believe now. When the heart's not hearing, while the brain is saying, and you're weak in the knees. Another sweet lie, the kind you don't say you wanna believe now. When the heart's in doubt, you should know to stay out of. Now we give no pleasure to say, I told you so. It's been hard to keep it low, knowing the things I know. Maybe in another place, and in another time, under different circumstances, you will find happiness. So I suggest, don't take foolish chances, no. When you see big wheel coming, another big wheel coming. Now the wine and the roses stop coming around some time ago, but you won't admit that so. You pretend. And you're weak in the knees. Another sweet lie. The kind you don't stay the way we'll believe now. When the heart's in doubt, know to stay out of. Another sweet lie. Sweet lie. Now Jack's on the corner, flirting with another.
Barrett giving us that one, Mr. Barrett Hammond, all that one, sweet lies. Yeah, some of us tell them sometimes, but sometimes they tell us some lies that they're not sweet no more. They just tear you apart, you know, mess with your heart. Yeah, people want to do, you know, do a poetic, either a poetic Thursday or Saturday. Trying to make my mind up, and it's going to be pretty soon because my sister has a book and I need to introduce it, so I'm going to call on some poets I have on here to come out and drop some poetry on us, and I'll drop some myself too, but I leave it to the guests to do most of that, even though my name is Poetic Sam, but you know, that's who I am, and you know, just having some fun right here on the Wagwan Show. So now, Sister Janet on the Move Lady. What do you think we can do about situations like what happened? What do you think there's a solution, or do you think that, like, what's on your mind?
What situation?
Like the one that's in Jamaica, like, that whole situation right there.
You know what?
What?
That's kind of hard because now, as a child growing up, I was told that things like these kind of behavior does not exist, right? And now, right in front of your eyes, you're seeing it. Like, what do I think now? What could I tell my granddaughter seeing something like this? What am I going to say to her? It's not real, right? Because with social media, no, nothing is hidden. You know what I mean? So that is something. I've heard people talk of things that happened to them, and even growing up as a child, I've seen, like, people, children in the area, which I was a child at the time, would be doing well in school, like, so well, and all of a sudden, they've gone crazy. I'm understanding that people would take a strand of their hair or a bungle of it or something. This is why in Jamaica, superstitious stuff like if you comb your hair, you can let it, you know, just let it go like that. You have to secure it in a place that nobody can get it because people can do you something to make you go crazy or whatever. But that's a hard one for me because all my life I grew up based on what my family used to say. These things don't exist, right? And you know that it is. But one of the things that my grandparents used to say that if you don't dwell on these things, then it's like it never happened. And, you know, so when I saw that yesterday, I started to think, are these things real? For me, I'm not sure I can't give advice on that because I've never been in the shoes, but I know of others who have been in that shoes and they know that these things are real. But I remember going back a little bit when I was a little girl, at this place called Dover, St. Mary. And what had happened? There was a lady living next door to a young girl who had something like 4 children. And she had one son, and this is real. And apparently, the lady had money missing from her house, but she never liked that guy. She never liked the lady's children, or maybe one of her children. And she decided that she was going to go somewhere, like to a sidekick or, as we would say, hobby man, to do something to the lady's children because she's convinced that is not her son. So the girl told her, go ahead, you know, do whatever you want to do. So she went to some man. So when she went, if my grandmother was alive, I don't remember the phrase that the man used to her 3 times. But the man is trying to tell her it is like it's her son. Right, but the way how the man is saying it to her, she's not believing him. So she goes, oh, go ahead. No, I'm here in Canada over 40-something years, and believe you me, that young man went to see, right, because she told the man to go ahead and do whatever. That young man went to see until this day, never returned. Right. So it's what you believe in, you know. Even the other day at the Truth and Reconciliation event that they held downtown, it was an example. Now, apparently they're making buildings here, but the man says that they're taking out the number 4. So the building that they're making, it should be 100 floors, but they're taking out 4. So anything with 4 on it, they're removing it from the building. Oh. So the building won't have 4, it won't have 14, it won't have 24, it won't have 34, and all the 4s that you can think of, right? I'm not aware with you if you're aware that buildings that were made a long time here they don't have the number 13. Are you aware?
Yeah. Well, there's so much. It's just so crazy. Oh, so much of these things are going on. So much talk, you know. It's like, okay, like you said earlier, do you believe or should you believe?
Yeah.
You know, now, we're not hearing from the grandmother and the grandfather, you know, somebody really up in age, you know, sitting and telling you things. They're just automatically coming on a machine, pass through the earth and go back in and then that's it. You know, you don't really, your neighbor, nobody talks to say nothing until you see something happen. That's when you're kind of like, wow, you know, it's just, I don't know if some people like it, living this way, some don't, but there's nothing you can do about it. It's a bit much.
But you know what? Some people grew up on those things.
Yeah.
So obviously, they're going to believe in what it is. Right? Because they were brought up in those kind of situations. But as I said, we were told those things are not real. We should not dwell on those things. So I just grew up with that thinking. And I find through my entire life, I have always been positive side of things. Right? So I always try to surround myself with positive every day. I don't have the time to be going on another in another way, because I find the positive that I'm surrounding by is helping me to transition the way how I want to transition in life, right? So I don't take up negativity. These kind of things that's going on, I don't take them up, because I figure it can deteriorate your life. You understand? In a way, one way or the other. You know, your life can take a worse turn if you continue to believe to live under these kind of situations. So, based on what you asked earlier, I can't give you an answer for that. Oh, I would, because you have to be in somebody's shoe. You have to wear the shoe.
That's being said to a lot of other folks, even though I ask the question. Some will answer because of, still, again, same thought process. You know, is that what you're thinking? Is that you were taught to think that way because of certain things? It's very, very complex when you really get to think about it.
So yeah.
At the same time, you should know it.
Yes.
You know?
I don't know if you ever seen The Exorcist.
The Exorcist? No.
The movie, The Exorcist.
No. You see, I don't believe those kind of movies or television. I just don't see the benefits of sitting watching somebody trying to scare me. Let's put it that way. I'll do that thing in Jamaica. It's better for the Wagwan. Somebody tries. Let's see, Fred. I mean, you think about it. Somebody's trying to convince you to be afraid of what you don't know and what you don't see.
And when you have fear in you, sometimes that's going to keep you back.
Well,
because
we see where it's
not, maybe
I said we've seen what fear has done. The other day was the same thing last, 2 years, 2.5 years, basically the most 2 years. That's what fear has done to a lot of
people. Yes. But, you know, so they put it in you to say, okay, this has to be done, that has to be done. If not, certain things will not happen, right? So I guess even with this tool, you can maybe compare what's happening now and that situation yesterday. Right? Where is that stemming from? We don't know. But to actually watch that unfold, it makes you start thinking, right, that is it, why is it some children that it got and not some? Why is it that, some of them were helping? Like, what I saw there, I think it was mainly girls too, right? And boys were...
I was saying at one point when I looked at it, I was saying, I didn't see no boys. The boys were more like trying to, you know, defuse. They were trying to help. Holding down people, trying to...
Yeah, they were trying to help them. Yeah, and I'm saying, why is it just the boys? Why is it just kind of certain kind of children those things came up on? I don't know. That's another story on its own to understand, to give a better answer. Because when you don't know, the unknown is something deep, and that could take forever to understand this whole situation of demonic behavior, all kinds of things. So, you know, I don't want to touch on that at all, because I can't, I'm not the one to give an answer for that question, because we will be here till next year trying to figure out the answer. Even with the guy Kevin, people were asking if he got buried, where was he buried? Because you never heard anything about him after that cross, and they said he died, and you never heard anything after that.
And some say he died, and some say... Some say he died, and some say he didn't die.
Well, the power that the man had in him, I don't know. That's another one. I don't believe that he died either.
Yeah, I have that. He feeling that he didn't die. It was just one big problem.
Yeah, you know.
Well,
so,
you know. Drop two music. We, you know, it's one of those Thursdays, the Wagwan Thursdays, where we hear both of us are scratching our heads and wondering, Wagwan. We don't know, because the island that we come from is just so weird. There's too much things going on down there. That's just, how did it get to that state? Why did it get to that state? And who is advocating the whole thing? Those are the questions. We and Wagwan would like to know. At the same time, we're giving you that to think about. I'm just going to drop a couple of tunes for... The audience out there, thank you, people, for sitting in and listening. And it would be also nice if you could chime in. 661-467-2407. All right? It would be nice. It would be nice, because we're not the only one who have observation, opinion, stuff like that. We're not the only one. But you think maybe because they're not seeing our faces, that's why they're afraid to talk to us? Could it be?
You know what? I do believe so. Because we're not even seeing each other. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we're just talking. So. But hopefully the message is getting out there that people can listen to us, and I'm always thinking, how can we improve that people can come in? You know, even if they're not calling in, how can we get some likes? How can we get some sharing from the show? How can we turn it that it becomes interactive, more interactive?
Yeah.
Right?
More
that's
all
we need. Focus on
myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why I make the statement, you know, I made, because I'm thinking, how can you? But We still can do the voice thing, 661-467-2407. We're going to talk, by the way. We've been at this for a minute now, and I think it's coming on a short end now where I got to, you know, got to do something, got to make something happen. But like I said, music is going to happen. Rihanna. It wasn't just man, it was kids. A lot of that. We'll just drop a bear because she just made some.
One extra.
We'll be right back. 6 million ways to die. Choose one.
How would them try for though? Try for test me. You want test the rocket launcher? Well, let me tell you something. You're the original butcher. You have the chopper. Lord of mercy. Hear this. Now you're my man. Wait the man.
My
who that a come? Wait the man. Who no think me did done? Wait the man.
My
who that a come? Wait the man. Who no think me did done? Me come fi turn up. Say DJ go and go sit down. Me come fi turn up. Tell them fi pack up and run. Me come fi turn up. DJ go and go sit down. Me come fi turn up. Tell them fi pack up and run now. Put up and start come off on the right. They have two stickers and the mic. Admiral, come off of the list before me use the bama and back sit in the depth. He's the grinds man, him a send tread. Me electric chain, me go shock him to death. Wait the man,
a
who that a come? Wait the man, who no think me did done? Wait the man, a who that a come? Wait the man, who no think me did done? No for them a pose and I say them a done. Only Dan me know a the one skeng man. That dead and man him run the island. Hey foolish DJ, you a look position. Go put in your brief in front of your man. Wait the man,
a
who that a come? Wait the man, who no think me did done? Wait the man,
a
who that a come? Wait the man, who no think me did done? Me come fit and up, the DJ go and go sit down. Me come fit and up, tell them to pack up and run. Me come fit and up, DJ go and go sit down. Me come fit and up, me no come to make fun. Me lyrics them a fire like a bullet from a gun. Watch the little boy, them a pack up and run. And listen, ragamuffin, me a chant them down. Tell the whole of them, say me just can't done. Wait the man,
a
who that a come? Wait the man, who no think me did done? Wait the man,
a
who that a come? Wait the man, who no think me did done? If a boy try test, him days are done. Him not bully if he see the rising sun. Listen, ragamuffin, me a chant them down. Strictly cultural lyrics come fi fling down. Wait the man,
a
who that a come? Wait the man, who no think me did done? Wait the man.
A
who that a come? Wait the man. Who no think me did done? Me can't done. Tell Admiral come me can't done. Tell Ninja Man come me can't done. Tell Butcher him come me can't done. Tell Capleton come me can't done. Tell Cabra him come me can't done. Tell Grindman him come. Wait the man.
A
who that a come? Wait the man. Who no think me did done? Wait the man.
A
who that a come? Wait the man. Who no think me did done? Me come fit and up. Say DJ go and go sit down. Me come fit and up. Tell them fi pack up and run. Turn up. Say DJ go and go sit down. Me come fit and up. Tell them fi pack up and run now. Say Buju Banton come off of the right. Me have two stickers than the might. Admiral come off of the left. Before me use the bomber and back to kill you deaf. He is a grindsman. Him a centred me electric chain. Me go shock him to death. Wait the man.
A
who that a come? Wait the man. Who no think me did done? Wait the man.
A
who that a come? Wait the man. Who no think me did done? No for them a pose and a go like them a done. Only Dan me know a the one skeng man. That the Dan man him run the island.
Yes. Old time music can done. Wait the man. Let me give you some more.
Now special dedication to all dogs of dogs. Dedicated to all top dogs, celebrity crew. Man called Tony Kelly, the man called Robert. And while apart to ride and show. Curfew! Sometimes I back up some of them, I rally back. We a road boy, you tell we no take back no chat. Sometimes I back up some of them, I rally back. But we a road boy, you tell we no take back no chat. You full of big shots and can't defend that. If a jailhouse you come from, we sending you go back. You full of big shots and can't defend that. If a Bellevue you come from, we sending you go back. Cause with them there when they get a run hard. When we look in the food for the pot. Man of him 16 over him back. 45 and we have a rampart. Bazooka and all the big locker. When we move in, we move compact. A man, we take a couple store, couple bank and shop. And police man, a top out we hot. Judge and know we have to run left this part. Dan the yachty, dog at the daughter. When we come dance, all of a block. Mr. Summer rally back, and some of them dance back. We are road boy out and we not left a glock. And some are rally back, and some of them dance back. When he killing at the place, and the place of a block. With them there when Kingston run hard. When we look in the food for we pot. Kingston with there when my sub get shot.
Road
Kingston Kingston with there when copper get shot. Kingston with there when a bird get shot. Man a Kingston with there when a cow get shot. Thunder can when him lick down flat. Natty Morgan lick down flat. Jungle man spangle a ream a man did hotter. And the uptown man them did hotter. And the Riverton man them run hotter. Firehouse man road it hotter. And the Pinland man them hotter. And back bush man them did hotter. Warwicka Hill man them running hotter. Nannyville man them did hot. Mr. Summer rally back a some of them time sober. Them a road boy out way a bust up the Glock. Summer rally back a some of them time sober. Mr. Summer them a fryers and some of them a not. Full of pose and enough big chatter. When you buck them can't defend that. Running off them mouth non-stop. Bout them have up the 16 and Glock. And me shot in my cotton box. And the boy start run non-stop. Miss a cat from the mic and a chatter. And police come in a jeep back. And them coming from Amman Barak. And them coming and coming non-stop. And the road boy them firing shot. Busting the shot them bust it non-stop. Make me tell you them deaf on the attacker. Mr. Cat round the mic and the chat. Mr. Summer rally back and some of them time so back. We a road boy out and we nah left a clock. Summer rally back and some of them time so back. We a road boy out and a take no back chat. We them there when Kingston run out. When we look in the food for the pot. And guarding poor people and top. When the politics flicks and drop. When the bomber drop on out top. And every morning a dead man and spotter. And the youth them go school show shatter. Make me tell you them bend down flatter. And school book man it deaf on them backer. Mr. Cat in the ya and a chatter. When me ta dance all of a block. Mr. Summer rally back and some of them dance back. We a road boy out and we busting up the Glock. Summer rally back and some of them dance back. We a road boy out we no take no back chat. Full of back chat and can't defend that. But if a jailhouse you come from we sending you go back. Full of back chat and can't defend that. And if a Bellevue you come from we sending you go back. Where them there when Kingston run out. When we licking the sixpence and Glock. Warwicka Hill man no take back chat. Jungle man them no take back chat. Garden man them no take back chat. Rima man them no take back chat.
Oh na na. Yeah na 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 yeah. Yeah. In the streets it's getting hot, and the youth them I get so cold. Searching for food for the pot, and they'll do anything to fill that gap. Lord, in the streets it's getting hot, and the youth them I get so cold. Searching for food for the pot, but they'll do anything to fill that gap. As generation comes and grows, you got to make preparation while the youth them grow. It's what you reap, it's what you sow. The youth them are the light and the future, so when that's them you know. If education is the key, now tell me why the bigger heads are making it so expensive for we. Give them the key or set them free. In the streets it's getting hot, and the youth them I get so cold. Searching for food for the pot, where they do anything to fill that gap. Whoa. In the streets it's getting hot, and the youth them I get so cold. Searching for food for the pot, where they do anything to fill that gap. Oh na na na. So when me looking at Babylon, me see a fearful play. I saw the Gideon say, yeah. Our nation come together, know the King Selassie has the truth and the light and the way. If the people lead them in the right way. Cause in the streets it's getting hot, and the youth them I get so cold. Searching for food for the pot, they'll do anything to fill that gap. Boy, in the streets it's getting hot, and the youth them I get so cold. Searching for food for the pot, they'll do anything to fill that gap. Yeah. You got to show the people there's still a right way. Yeah.
sure the sun will come out today. Vanities and illusions will have to fade away. Yeah. And all the wicked deeds are done, I know you got to pay. Cause in the streets it's getting hot, and the youth them I get so cold. Searching for food for the pot, they'll do anything to fill that gap. Yeah. In the streets it's getting hot, and the youth them I get so cold. Searching for food for the pot, they'll do anything to fill that gap. As generation comes and go, you got to make preparation while the youth them I grow. It's what you reap, it's what you sow. The youth them are the light and the future, and that's when you know. If education is the key, so tell me why the bigger heads they make it so expensive for we. And give them the key or set them free.
Mr. Richie Spice, I've heard nothing new from him for a while, you know. Yeah, all about the youth then. Oh, yeah, Super Cat before that is not that. The place wasn't hot before, but it's a different kind of hotness than the one they got going on now. This hotness right now contains some real heavy-duty, devilish wickedness, and just too hot. Too hot. It's burning, even people not close by is getting burned. Yeah. So, that kind of hotness, I don't think we need that. I don't think so. I really don't think so. But I know there's lots of other things going on in lots of other places around this world. You know, I guess we talk about Jamaica more than any places because we are in the midst. We are what I see, track and field, which is nice, you know. Would I be a doctor or anything? No, I think it was also Marcus, wasn't it Marcus Garvey's birthday, just about? I think Marcus Garvey's
birthday was in August, I think.
It was?
It's Paul Bogle. Paul Bogle.
It's Paul. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's 24th.
Yeah.
Yes, and yeah, they had a celebration up in Atlanta for that, which
right. And since was held in Jamaica as well.
Right. So, well, they said it's something that's been going on almost like worldwide for a while. This year, the first I've been exposed to it as much as I am, you know. And I think it's a nice one. I really think so.
Yeah, but you know what? If it's not happening where you are in the world, then you're not gonna know about it. Like,
what?
I believe he is one of them. Paul Bogle should be celebrated.
Celebrated
week.
More.
Yeah.
He did
just like just like I said the other day when they had that Heroes Day in Jamaica and the narrator was saying that why Africans are so much onto Marcus Garvey and he never went to Africa.
Mm.
But I believe with the influences that he had globally because the man had members in all the, I think, so many continents in the world. Yes, and over million, not this is just a one-man leader, millions of members. And not only that, he owned a newspaper, he owned a ship.
All the things that we're talking about.
He owned all these businesses. It's crazy. Even, I think in 2018, when they celebrated one of his birthday here, and the government here of Ontario, they gave him a plaque here in Toronto, and that's when I realized he owned a building on College
Down
Street.
College.
I go, what?
Yeah,
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I knew that.
I didn't even know that.
I went to the building. That was what his name, what that gentleman name is, right? He died too. I know
Terry
his name.
Brown?
No, not Terry Brown. I know Terry Brown personally. Terry Brown used to manage a band.
Yeah, myself. Yeah, myself.
Very, very well.
Yeah.
It's that he was a well outspoken man, and they were against him real
bad.
Oh,
Dudley
Law.
Yeah. That man, I saw his name came up in the paper a few days ago, and they were talking about him and Charles Roach. You know Charles Roach?
Charles Roach.
Two advocates for black people, and to say that because Charles Roach was a lawyer. But they used to say Dudley Law never had any formal education. But you know what? He stood out of all these people with education. He advocated for black people in this country.
Yeah, he did. He did a lot. I mean, I remember when they used to harass that man so much. Every turn, he harass him.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, in this country, in Toronto here, right?
Toronto,
but,
he suffered as much as my...
He went through a lot, but I remember when they were keeping his night up at JCA, the community came out. It was like Jamaica in that building. People came out because I went up there. People were just celebrating him, and the day of his funeral, they blocked off Eglinton Avenue.
You know, when you look at these things, this is why it's good to have a dialogue. I don't know. I still don't see how people don't.
No, we need these things. These things we should continuously talk about, because I don't know if you remember that story with that man Donaldson that the police walked into his house. And I think the man was having some mental issue, and they walked in there and shoot the man.
I remember.
Yeah, and Dudley stood up against that. Even that youth where they said that he stole a car and he was driving. When he saw the police, he was about 80. I think his last name was Wade. And the police shoot him.
Wade,
behind. He was driving in the car, and nothing came out of it. Nothing came out of it. When these police killed him, even yesterday is a good example. When I'm looking at the name, it seems like the guy is from Trinidad. Apparently, something with him. So they're saying that he's having some mental issue, and police went up. I think it's in Etobicoke there. I'm not sure the building, if it's in Jane and Finch, and 16th floor, and the guy dropped his death. And his sister came on the TV just now saying that they had them locked up in the house, just like what they did with this other young girl. That one I know, the mom. During COVID, where they went to the house and the girl jumped off the balcony or something like that, yeah?
In High Park, yeah.
Exactly. So here, you know, there's so many things going on here. So now I'm liking what I'm seeing with these family members, because it seems that they're from Trinidad because they're standing up to them. So this evening now, they're having some town hall meeting downtown because of this incident that took place. Yes, I think it's yesterday. 16th floor, and they're saying the guy, all he wanted was to get help. Because he was depressed, right? He was depressed and looking for help. And they went there with a different... I shouldn't even say this on here, but I'm going to leave that. But, you know, it's just crazy with the whole foolishness with what's going on. And I've been in this country how long, and when it comes to us, when they're approaching us, they come with prepared to, I would say, kill. Maybe I shouldn't say it, but that's what it seems like.
Here's what I really, I think they're beginning to realize that that's what they need to do over here. They need to stop sending the police to deal with mental issues. They're not trained for that.
Yeah, well, here is what, no, what they did, January or something like that, they're coming out with a system that if somebody is experiencing mental illness, don't call the police. You don't call 911. I think it's 988 you're going to call. And I think that's why they did that, because when they're going out, they're not trained for mental illness and these things. So they're going out with an intention based on how they're trained, right? They're not trained in that department. So now they have a different number now.
I'm going to put it this way. If some of them got trained, because it's like maybe here first.
True.
If some of them got trained. Now,
and that, that is true.
Same thing I saw in another video you saw from Jamaica where they went, three of them went to get this boy. And they all grabbed the boy. The boy never had a gun, never had nothing, and they grabbed him. I got the video there. The lady saying, don't resist them, don't resist. Go with them, go with them. I think they were trying to lock him up. Three policemen went for somebody who is unharmed, and they end up firing at least 6 to 8 shots into this man's body. You want to tell me you get trained and three of you guys couldn't hold on somebody who does not have a knife? Nothing. Your only objective is to shoot him, to kill him. You don't even shoot him to maim him. And you had him. They were dragging him. And all they're saying is, don't resist. Stop resisting. And the lady would say, he's not resisting. How can he resist when you have your hand around his neck up at the top there? One of you guys have his hand. He can't resist. He just didn't want to go with them. And they pump bullets into him. Bullets.
An incident like that took place last week up at Jane and Finch. An incident like that took place. This time it's with a woman. Something went down. I think I understand that she went to return some items to Walmart up there. And apparently something with the mother and daughter. And did, if you ever see how the police treated that woman. So the woman is trying to resist arrest. And the two officers are forcing to get her hands behind her so they could handcuff her. Right? And the woman fought with them. And even after they arrested her and were bringing her to the police cruiser, she keep dropping on the floor deliberately. Like she keep, you know, putting herself on the floor. And they still ended up, I'm not sure what she did, but I don't think it should have dealt with that way. I think they should have dealt with it another way. And even with myself, for example, I had an altercation with my daughter some years ago. And when they came, right, because she was like underage at the time, so they said they wouldn't leave her in the house. So they had to wait for her dad to come. And while he was there, the guy came and he arrested me. No, I'm sitting in the house waiting for my husband to come. So when he came, now they took me. Now while we're going down in the elevator, this man, the police, it's like no, he feels big enough, so he's standing beside me actually, and I have the handcuffs behind me, and he's shuffling up himself like, you know, I'm a macho man, that kind of attitude I'm getting from him. Now when we got outside, he put me in the cruiser. And I'm saying to him, sir, this is squeezing my wrist. Can I? Because when I went in there, I felt I was like I was gonna pass out, right? So I said, I need to get out of here. Can you open the door or something? Anyways, he took me outside, and I said to him, this thing is squeezing my hands. He goes, oh, this is not luxury, right? Because he started having this attitude. Oh, this is not luxury. And he brought me outside, right? And then I went to the police department. No. When I got to the police station, it was another story. I had on a blouse with two strings on it. They cut it off. They cut the strings off because they said I might commit suicide. All right? So they cut the strings off, and then they took mug shot, whatever. No, they brought me in the cell downstairs. And while I was downstairs in the cell, this something just overshadowed me, and I started to feel hot, like I was going to faint. So when this, I don't know how people go to jail. I'm not going to kid you. I don't know how people like jail, because it was not a nice experience. And when they slammed that door, it like the echo went on for minutes.
In your head.
Yeah. Anyways, when the police lady was going, I said, excuse me, I need to go to the bathroom. But I didn't really want to go, but I just wanted to get myself back to my normal self, because maybe they left me there. Maybe I would have passed out. Nobody's down there with me. So to get their attention, I said, can I go to the bathroom? Anyhow, they brought me to the bathroom, but I didn't want to use the bathroom. And then from there, when I went in the bathroom, I kind of got myself together, you know, in a way to face what was coming. And then when I went back, there was no bed or anything in the room. It was like everything is made out of concrete in there. So it's like I was sitting, the table was concrete, and the stool that I was sitting on was concrete. And they left me there, and I was down there for about 6 hours in that place. I don't know how people like jail. I really don't, because it wasn't a nice experience. And I didn't do anything more than I was just trying to discipline the child. I wasn't doing anything. I was just disciplining her.
That is what they give you in recourse to discipline the child, your child, is to make you feel like you're a prisoner. In reprimanding your child, because sometimes if you don't reprimand this child, they're going to take the child, and this is what the child will end up getting, just like what
and
you just
said. And that's what it was leading to. So now, when they came to the house and they took her, and her dad went to the hospital with her, they now took her now and said they're putting her in children's bed. So that was the other side. This is for another day. So they released me the night. But one of the conditions that they released me on is that I have to keep away from this 16-year-old or 15-year-old for 200 meters. And I have to do that for 1 year, right?
What is, how far is 200 meters? I don't know how to...
200 meters...
You could live in
I think it's enough. Well, 2 meters are, think about it, because for COVID, right? You know, you have to keep 2 meters, right? Which
feet.
Is 6 feet.
Yeah.
No, this is 200 meters. So it's quite a distance. You understand?
Yeah. Right. 12, that's like
so they're saying, maybe.
Feet.
Right, yeah. So they're saying I have to keep away from her. I can't. So I said, so even if I go on the subway, so the ironic thing is now when they were bringing me home, they keep saying to me, oh, did you hear what I said? Because they wanted me to get upset now because they're telling me to keep away from her 200 meters, and they kept on repeating it, right, that I'm going to answer them. But then they goes, remember, anything that you say will be used against you in court, right? And they had the camera, there's a camera in the police car. So they're saying anything that you use will go against you in court. So try not to say anything or whatever. So, you know, through that whole time, I never said anything at all. I just, you know, just quiet till they were over and they were able to let me out. And I had to live like that for a year.
Wow.
Keep away from this child for 200 meters for 1 year.
200 meters.
So it's a psychological thing that they do to people and wreck up family.
All of this stuff is just like, we have to try to figure it out, because we know some of this is the same slavery that we were under, is what they're using, slavery tricks, the same punishment, but just in a different way. It's the same thing. The same thing, you know, and that's the reason why some of these laws are like that. You know? That's what they do. They implement. You know. Well, I'm gonna give you one little drop of something. Dr. Aubrey Oliva is having 420 Wellness Jamaica Inc. Let's support that. Let's look into that. He's a wellness doctor down in Jamaica, and I think it makes a lot of sense, my people, to check him out. Dr. Aubrey Oliva. He has 420 Wellness Jamaica Inc. going on. He's going to be on your.
This coming Sunday, and I was speaking with him today, and hold on, please. A client of his apparently called me yesterday and was telling me that she had recommended some supplement or something. He had recommended some supplement for her, and she was telling me that it worked. It worked. And I'm saying, wow, he needs to know this. So I called him today and told him that she said to give her a call. So he said he was going to call her right away. But, yeah. That was something I wanted to talk about too, so good thing you mentioned it. Yeah, so this coming Sunday. We'll be having the BNO, and I call it the BNO, but it's really Business Networking Opportunities. And yeah, he'll be speaking on the platform again. Always does, and he always deliver, and he believes in taking your health back, because he's a naturopathic doctor. So it's not prescription drugs and all these stuff that we're using that he recommends. He recommends or would tell you what to get based on your current situation. He specializes with people with prostate, cancer, men, and stuff like that. But He delivers. He's good at what he does. And people, maybe just jump on the beat, this Sunday.
Yeah.
And hear what he has to say. Maybe whatever you're going through health-wise, maybe somebody can recommend. Recommend something for you, you know. So jump on it and see what can happen from that. This coming Sunday, starting at 4:30 EST, right? Depending on where you are in the world, because us here in Canada, when it's 4:30 here for us, it's 3:30 in Jamaica, right?
Yeah.
So you just
isn't it this weekend they're changing over? I know they're changing back. We're going to be in the same time very soon.
I was wondering about it. Just came across my thought. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's this weekend. I think it's the 20. If it's not this weekend, it's not in December. And I didn't think it was. See, this weekend, November the 6th is my born day, so I usually remember what's going on. I always know that it's American elections during that time. It's either the 6th, the 8th, somewhere always close, right? So, but I think it should be, and sometimes you have to look on the calendar. There will be, I know there's going to be, the classic going to, you know, change.
So something, I'm not sure how, I have to, you know what, that's a good question. That I have to look into for the time difference here. So maybe we all will be on the same
on
time.
Once you change, we'll all be. But folks, he's a wellness doctor. Very. I am shouting it out real loud out there that Dr. Aubrey Oliver is a wellness doctor. A naturopathical doctor, and he is very good. He's very, very aggressive on the fact that we need to take back our health. He never stopped promoting that. One thing I can say about him, he promotes it, and he's always looking after people. And he preaches every day that you can't let these people do not heal you. They give you things to continue doing what they're doing. And a lot of our people, always when you tell them about something natural, they say, oh, I can't do it. I'm under their treatments and what they give them and what they have. And sometimes when they call them 2 weeks later, a month later, they're gone. Because they didn't listen. They didn't try anything else. They didn't believe anything else. And a lot of our people, they're living like that because we were so conditioned. I firmly say we're conditioned. Not afraid to say it. Say it again. We are conditioned. And that's why a lot of what is happening to us is happening. We don't have no special. I know people will argue with me and fight with me about it, but some of the special qualities that we had as a people is slowly eroding because we're so caught up in what's out there. And what's out there is not good for people. I think it's time for some music. You know, sometimes it gets on you and you start to talk and you start to get into it because we have all people who can do things. We have all people who, and we are not in tandem with that. We will quickly run to over here where I am, there's CVS and CVS and the Walgreens and all these and every corner you go, apart from the two major drug stores, there's tons of other little drug stores. They're not pharmacies. They're drug stores. Everywhere you turn, there's drug stores. It gets to the point where some of these addicted people go hold up those drug stores because they know what they want is in there. We're flooded with
Yes. Them. Yeah, and you know what? I was watching an interview yesterday with Michael Leachin.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And yeah, what he said is that his mother was diagnosed with cancer. And he said what had helped his mom was cannabis. He said it. He said cannabis was able to lengthen her lifespan.
It also had
helped her with dealing with the pain that she was going through. So he did say that a lot about what the cannabis, his experience with his mom, how the cannabis had helped her.
Yeah.
So I do believe we just have to stick with the natural way of how many of us were brought up. My grandfather mentioned In his 90s, he told me. Several times I went to Jamaica and I visited him. And he would say, you know what? I don't know what it is like to experience pain. I've never been to a doctor. And this man was in his 90s. He said he has never been to a doctor. He doesn't know what it is. About a year or two before his passing, that's when he actually went to the doctor, right, in the latter part of his life.
Right.
And I thought that was amazing for him to share that story. He said he never experienced pain. Because I do believe the food that we ate there, and even with them, it was better because there were no preservatives, there were no added, they just go and they plant, because they were into farming. And they just went and they planted. I remember they raised pigs and chicken in the backyard, you understand, of the property. And we were never lacking in those things, like for meat. Till this day, I don't like sugar. I don't like sugar and I don't like cane, because that's what they did in terms of the cane. They used to get up every morning, a juicer. I don't know if you've ever seen one, where one person would stand. It's like a seesaw, you know, where you would be on one side of the other, and the other person on the other side, and they would squeeze the sugar cane, right? And that was our tea in the morning. Every Sunday morning, we would have cane juice for tea. So until this day, I don't like cane anymore. I don't like cane.
Because of that? No.
Because I had it too much when I was growing up. So I'm not fussy to eat a piece of cane. So even when I go to Jamaica sometimes, and people are saying I'm going to cut a cane, I don't want it. You know, because I had so much of it growing up. And I think those things are the things that keeping us today. I think whatever that were in those things, that's what's helping us health-wise, many of us, to live the way we are. Our bodies can sustain certain things today because of those elders that we had at the time. Even with food, they didn't have to put a lot of spice on the food. And when it's cooked, it tasted so good, right? Because guess what? The real coconut oil was also another thing. With the coconut oil, you didn't even have to eat anything else with that oil.
Yeah. I think
you could just pour it on your food and eat it like that.
I make sure that's something that's in my home. We just have to be more healthy, more vigilant about our health. We got like 15 minutes to go, so let's give you another. We haven't played much today, but we're talking about things we think and believe. From just our general talking, it's important to you, the audience out there, your wellness, your mindset, we need to, I guess, have some life coaching possibilities, because there is so much things we're missing, and we need to be on a different path. So let me just drop Bujubant, and it's one called Blessed right now.
Oh, I tell you, I go down to the market out there, and when I see the desolation, I tell you, man, tears come on me, and
dark forces, man, dark forces take over the earth.
This great change,
and for every time of change, you know, we have revolutions, you know, from the French come right up.
That is why it won't stop.
The challenge we have won now, with the youth, them a revolt and a rise up all across the world. So just them shall call upon us, that's how we do the work, you know, and call upon adults, and them feel them, we call upon the youth. And that's why we have to make sure that the youth, them know the right thing, and stay awake so them can enlighten their generation.
Baba, let me get one of them colored juice you have over here.
where the blood fire this a going in America? A beard things are going on, y'all. You see a blessing, huh? You want one of them, yeah? Hold one, man. Respect. Hold a piece of food, yeah, too, man. Respect, all right? Beard things are, yeah.
We are gonna make it, win the prize and take it, take it. We are gonna make it, four corner, global. We are strive and a reach for the goal. Them a fight and a spy through them in control. Them a real asshole. But a long time, we a fight for a slice of the bread. Them a scream and a dream and a wish we fi dead. But I got off with head. I know just now, we a scream and a chill for the team. Them a plan out for venture at them rules of rain. Like a them want to clean. Well imagine, we a try move out of the shock. Them a cry and a spy and a try stop with clock. Yes, and who up we back? Tell them so we bless. Tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless. Tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless. Tell them so we still have life, we no stress. God light shine on we, you know what quest. Screw where your man want free, we no press. Bless up who down with we, fuck the rest. Tell them we no block like God and we no this. Only follow me like peace, so they my guess. How come we still look clean and they my mess? Eventually they will see who is watching over me. Let we shine like stars above and give love to who show us love. We flying high like the morning dove. Got a rich look that fits like glove. They like to. We a strive and a reach to the goal. Them a fight and a spy to them in control. Them a real asshole. But a long time, we a fight for a slice of the bread. Them a scheme and a dream and a wish we fi dead. But a god up we dead. I know just now, we are scream and a cheer for the team. Them a plan out for venture and them rules of rape. Like and them want to clean. Well imagine, we are trying to move out of the shock. Them a cry and a spy and a try stop with clock.
Driver, I forgot my wallet.
Don't worry, I got you covered.
Tell them so we bless. Tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless. Tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless. Now see me send my nasty impress. Tell them me no waste my own, me invest. Make them know me girlfriend want for team first. Tell them me still look fine. I me still have blown them mind. So you now see me pressure no man like some piss. Now that we make our own, I talk this. Now is it ever but take we interest. See you who cost me a time to progress. Now follow them on the road of beaches. No matter where a man want to act me careless. And this me want you digest. We are strive and a reach to be good. Them a fight and a spy to them in control. Them a real asshole. But a long time, we are fight for your slice of the bread. Them a scheme and a dream and a wish we fi dead. But a god up we head. And I know just now, we are scream and a cheer for the team.
Happy birthday,
like how them want to clean. You can imagine, we are trying to move out of the shite. Them a cry and a spy, them a try stop with clock. Yes, I'm off we back. Tell them so we bless. Tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless. Tell them we bless, tell them we bless, tell them we bless.
That was Butcher Banton talking about being blessed. I hope y'all stay blessed and stay right. Saturday, you can come right back here and catch me from 12 to 2 doing sports exam and musical turntable. And Sunday, down at the movie, somebody will be having a OBN regular monthly. All business owners can come join in, bring your friends, bring your products, let's talk about, let's introduce you to the world. Because this is not just an American or Jamaican thing, it's all around the world. Every one of us are there, right? Is there. You know what? That's up. It's still English, still understandable. So, folks, Janet, what you got to say? We just got a couple more minutes, maybe one more song we can play before we go. You want to touch base on your Sunday? I know you'll be back on Saturday to remind them. But
yeah, people, so this coming Sunday, which is August October the 30th, it's another session of the BNO, which is the Business Networking Opportunities event. And I'm there, you know, we connect people to businesses, and we also connect to individuals. So if you have a product or, you know, service as you're offering, come on board, you know, join the network, and we can get you exposure. We can promote your products and services for you. We're going to have some very influential persons on this week. So we have, as we were talking earlier about Dr. Oliver, so he will be on this week talking about, you know, taking our health back, everything that we need to take naturally, you know, in our bodies to build our immune system and all of that. He's got that stuff. There are testimonies of people talking about his work. So, you know, whatever he's doing, it's working. We also have Miss Jillian Robinson out of Jamaica. You know, she's promoting HR services. So if you have a business that you want to streamline more, especially with how the world is going with the internet, she would be the person to connect with. You also have Karen McLeod, who is out of Jamaica, who is now dealing with youth with mental illness in Jamaica. That's on the rise a lot. Then we have Miss Jenny Beckford out of England, who is also a teen coach who teaches, you know, teens and parents and all of that. And obviously myself, you know, Janet Lumley, who making it happen for us all through this network, all right? So stay safe. Yeah, we'll be there until next Thursday, guys.
So, all right. Well, I'll catch you on Saturday when I'm here on TRS Radio. We chatted quite a bit today, but, hey, sometimes that's how it goes. That's why it's called Wagwan, because that was Wagwan. So if this one don't take you out, then the other one will. And have fun. Have a great weekend. And remember, each one teach one.
How did we ever lose our minds and fall apart, knowing we're the only ones to heal each other's hearts? Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far.
How did we ever lose our way and try to say try to play? Bring your love on back to me. Stop this insanity before we go too far.
We were lovers.
We were lovers.
And the best of I hope that we can be that, oh, until the end.
Until the end.
Sometimes the
lover
can be angry till the end.
Can be angry till the end.
But it's always the friend
inside
that will make amends. Oh, how did we ever lose our way and try to say love is a losing game? We will never be the same. Bring your love on back to me.
Bring it back to me.
stop this insanity before we go too far.
Before we go.
Before we go too far.
Before we go too far. Ooh, yeah.
We were lovers, and the best of friends. And I know that we can be there, be there till the end. That will make amends. Oh,
how did we ever lose our way and stop to say love is a losing game? We will never be the same.
Bring your love on back to me.
Bring it back.
Stop this insanity. Before we go too far.
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 Before we go too far. Before we go too far.
Beautiful way to end the evening, and we'll catch you. Those that one called lessons. So we try to teach as much as we can while we're out of here, and we hope you learned enough to take you through the weekend and back. But don't forget, Saturday, be here between 12 and 2, and Sunday, join John and Lumley at the BNO. And gather some more information and some more good things. Good night, folks. We'll see you next week. The same time, same place. Thank you for joining us.